time now for your letters. My interview with Denver columnist Gene Amel brought back memories for listeners who knew him as the host of KVOD's Friday Waltzes. Jody Mayer of Seattle wrote, "Tears are streaming down my cheeks as you interview Gene Amel. I used to live in Denver. His Friday morning waltzes were a weekly need for me. I remember many times planning my morning so that I would be at my destination when he began the segment, so I could sit in a comfortable chair, close my eyes, and visit, at least for a few moments, Chateau Ruby Hill." Our interview with Baltimore's legendary Hun Man, who's been welcoming drivers into Baltimore with his "Welcome to Baltimore, Hun" signs, inspired this letter from Bill Scheffler of Hillsborough, New Jersey. In his own way, this graying rogue is reminding us that while garden salad and a croissant may sometimes be more fashionable, it is meatloaf and mashed potatoes that really satisfy the soul of the hungry. And what is diner meatloaf if not served by a waitress who calls you Hun? Vance Heiner's commentary comparing copyright protection on music CDs with photocopies of books drew some critical letters, including one from Larry Verner of San Antonio. He writes, "The technology of copying printed material is cumbersome enough to make it self-limiting. However, if the technology was such that our home equipment could spit out complete bound copies of Harry Potter with the same ease as we can copy musical CDs, I've no doubt that we'd be seeing the publishing industry challenging the practice in the courts and developing counter-technology to prevent the practice." Our story about young political conservatives on college campuses drew this response from Valerie Fuller of Los Angeles. "The idea that liberals have some kind of moral deficit, that only a liberal would use a false ID to get a beer, for example, is pure nonsense, much as is the idea that conservatives all believe in God and absolute truth." And finally, Wendy Kaufman's story about the revival of professional bowling prompted this letter from Valerie Nelson of Titusville, New Jersey. "It was while watching my son bowl that I came up with the following. Everything I want my kids to know, they learned bowling. 1. Take turns. 2. You can ask for a different lane, but it won't help. You've got to correct your mistakes, otherwise you just take them with you. 3. Splits happen. 4. Bowling isn't politics. It's okay to stand on the right or left. And 5. Hitting the gutter isn't great, but you get your ball back and can try again." Life lessons, sobs, criticisms, we want to hear from you. Email us at watc@npr.org.